Yeah, he's made great progress. He's been in Houston the whole offseason. He's worked extremely hard to get back to where he is right now. Look, you know, just like everybody on the team, we're only in the second day of training camp. We all got a long way to go, but he's a competitor, excellent player, young player, got a great future ahead of him. So I have a lot of respect for Kevin. Decently, you know, decently. I think, you know, we've had a couple minor soft tissue things, but overall I'm pretty pleased with the, you know, no major injuries, knock on wood, yet.
How is it different all day, every day training camp, that challenge for a rookie like Deshaun, and how is he kind of handling that in the early part?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good – I'd say the first part of that question is probably better for him. I would tell you that for any rookie, it's very different. I mean, this is it's a 12-hour day. You know, we start with the quarterbacks at 7:30, and then, you know, they're out of here about 8:30 at night. So it's a 13-hour day, and there's a lot of information that's being given to him, and then they come out here in a very competitive atmosphere. He's a very mature kid. He's, like I said last spring, he's wise beyond his years, you know, for a young guy. And so I think he's handling it well from my perspective to this point. Yeah, I mean, part of being a pro is making sure that you don't just survive training camp, but that you're able to compete every day in training camp. You know, taking care of your body, studying, getting enough sleep, understanding that you have to be very structured in your in wise in using your time. You know, that's the big thing about being a pro. It's a lot different than college. I love college football. College is college, and pros is pros. You know, it's just a little bit different. Clowney's doing good. I can't wait till we're out of shells. We can't block him in shells, and maybe we can have a little bit better chance of blocking him in pads.
How is Quiz and Mary doing?
I mean, Quiz is an unbelievable story, you know, and he's playing well. I mean, you know, that's a very competitive position, but, you know, just when you sit back and you just think about that, you know, that he had a really bad form of cancer. And was out of the game for 3 years and had the mental toughness and the capacity within himself to get back to where he is right now to play pro football as an offensive lineman. I'm not sure you could find a story like that I've ever heard of. So he's doing great.
Given what he's been through, is there something that has surprised you about him, the first couple of workouts and everything?
I mean, I have to say yes. I mean, I'm surprised at his strength. I think the true test for all linemen, not just him, is when the pads go on. But I'm really pleasantly surprised at how fast he's been able to get his strength back.
What do you like about your
quarterback? I mean, you know, there's a lot of things, Sarah, that I like about that room. They're competitive. They're really good guys. You know, they're easy to coach. They listen. They ask great questions. They root for each other. They're competing against each other. That's just the nature of pro football. But I really look forward to going into that room every day. And that's a testament to them. Sean Ryan's doing a great job with them. He does a great job daily of preparing them for practice, and I think that's helping also.
Now, did you get a chance to meet Jerry West while he was out there?
You know, I didn't. Somebody said the logo was here. And I was like, the logo? And then Jerry West, I mean, you know, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, and I know he's from West Virginia. Hopefully I'll get a chance to meet him. I know Coach D'Antonio is out here too, and I've never met him. My wife met his wife at the dentist office, so I know they met, but I haven't met Mike yet, so it'll be good to meet those guys. They're great guys, and Mr. West is a legend, so it's always great to meet legends. Good. Yep.